Good morning. So glad to see you here in church today. Glad to have you. And, you know, we have some things we're working on here in the church. Let me just take a minute to talk about that. I appreciate all of you who gave feedback in the surveys last week. I read every single one. So all of our leadership, we're looking at that, and we've been talking. I talked to all the leaders. It seems that there is a consensus to move to two services, but we're not making a final decision just yet. Okay, we just want to continue to evaluate, talk, and pray through every decision we make at this time. You know, there's so many ups and downs and changes, so we want to make sure of any change we make moving forward. Something else that's in my heart, just so you kind of give you some awareness about it, in the fall, we would love for our kids and youth to start using that side of the room again for, you know, some recreation. So we're going to try to shift a little bit more this way again. We should have plenty of seats, and we could open the balcony again. And of course, we could open it for big days, whatever we want to do. So just be aware, you know, we are in the process of making some movement and making some changes, but we're asking you for continued prayer. We want to make the right decisions in everything we're doing. And we're so excited. You heard about a few of the upcoming events, and we have more things that we're working on that we will be announcing. It's so good just to continue to see more and more things opening up here at the church. So let's get excited for what God is doing and what He continues to speak to us in our hearts. I want to talk to you right now. You see the topic behind me? I should have seen it coming. Well, how many of us have said that? We all know that phrase, don't we? I'm sure some of you have said that even this past week. You encountered something and you found yourself saying it. You know, I was thinking about this phrase over the last few weeks as I was preparing my messages. Some of you know 2 weeks ago I talked about our failures and how our failure doesn't have to be our future. But even as I was preparing for both that and here today, I was thinking about that topic. And of course, when you're thinking about something, then suddenly you start encountering similar things, don't you? And so it was about a week or so ago that, you know, we had a big storm with a lot of rain and wind. Some of you might have noticed that we previously had two tents set up outside, but now there's only one. Well, you guessed it. During that storm, the rain filled up on top of the canopy and it caved in, crushing some of the posts, and it collapsed, it broke. And I looked at it and I said, oh, here's another failure. And I should have seen this coming. So that's what was on my mind. And really, I realized at that moment, you know, looking back, during the previous rainstorms, we saw water collecting on top of it. And we just decided, hey, we're just going to push the water off and we keep going. You know what makes it worse? After our 4th of July fellowship, a few people came up to me and said, so are we going to take the tents down now? I said, no, we don't have to do that. How many of you know that right after you say that, you realize, oh, I should have seen this coming? And if you wonder why the other tent is still up, it's because I decided to get some other guys better than me at their eyes, you know, some of our engineers and handymen, to really fortify that and say, okay, I think we'll be okay. We're going to keep watching it now the rest of the summer. So if something happens, you know, we think it's going to stand. But if something else happens this time, it's not going to be just my fault, okay? It will be collaborative failure, all right? But we're hoping that's not going to be the case because I have some better eyes on it this time. But how many of you know, when things like that happen in life, sometimes they're small things, but sometimes they're big things. A tent, well, it's more of an inconvenience, a little extra work and a few extra dollars to fix it. But there are other times in life, there are big things, big decisions, big events that happen, big situations, and we look at it and we realize, how did that happen? I should have seen it coming. And we've all experienced something like that, and maybe you have felt like that, and I think this graphic that I'm going to put up on the screen says a little bit more. It says, I'm shocked, shocked. Well, not that shocked. Right? Don't we feel like that? That, you know what? I should have realized this could have been the outcome of what was taking place. What it was something there that we overlooked or we ignored, we didn't notice, and we're left to say that phrase, I should have seen it coming. Well, in the book of Proverbs, there is a verse that basically I see as the I should have seen it coming verse. This one verse is so powerful. I'm going to just focus on it here today for us to think about and reflect on what it's really saying to us, because I think this could have some powerful meaning in your life. This verse is actually written in two different places in the book of Proverbs, in Proverbs 22:3 and 27, verse 12. This is what it says here. It says, "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty." The first half of that verse is where we all want to be. The second half of that verse is where someone is left saying, "I should have seen it coming." You know, both individuals represented here in this scripture, they see something, but their responses to it is totally different, two different things in the way that they react and that they respond. So I hope that today, by hearing this message and hearing how I talk about it, we'll all say, hey, I am the first person in this, not the second. When I was preparing for this message, just as I often do, I go looking for different, concepts and research and illustrations. And as I was searching for something related to this, I was looking for something biblical, and it brought me to YouTube. And then I realized this thing is not biblical at all. It's about people who pulled out their cameras when they saw someone doing something they couldn't believe they were doing, and they were basically saying, "I wonder what's going to happen now." And sure enough, disaster happened, and they had the video, and they put it on YouTube. And many of you look at those type of things. Well, this particular thing caught my attention because it was really those moments when people were doing things, and especially there were moments where people were cutting trees, and you're watching this saying, "What are they thinking?" And sure enough, they cut this tree and then something disastrous happens. Either they fall off the ladder, come crashing down, or the tree lands and crushes their house. You know, it's something disastrous that takes place in this situation. So, we often find these type of situations and we're on the outside looking into these things that happen. But why is it so much easier when we're on the outside looking at someone else's situation that it's easier for us to see, oh yeah, this doesn't look good. But when it's us going through something in the situation, sometimes we just keep on going. Why is that? Why is it easier for us to notice something about someone else, but it's not as easy to see it in our own situation? And there could be different reasons for that. It could be that we are emotionally involved, we are invested in the situation, or whatever it might be. But that is often the case. It's easier for us to see someone else than for ourselves. And sure enough, all those people who are in those videos I saw probably said, "Ugh, I should have seen this coming." Well, we've all been there, right? We've all been there at some point in our life when we say, "How did this happen? How could we have stopped it?" But then we play the video back in our minds and realize there were signs, there were signals that we may have overlooked. Well, in this scripture, it talks about two different people. One it calls the prudent, the other it calls the simple. The prudent here is synonymous for someone who is wise. And as you read through the scriptures, especially in the book of Proverbs, you'll see how many times they use this word, how many times it's spoken about. Those who are prudent, those who are wise. And then those who are simple are synonymous to those who are naive, inexperienced, or foolish, depending on what level that you take this to in your understanding. So as we see this scripture, we realize this has power and meaning for us in different areas and different situations in life. So what is the difference between someone who is prudent and someone who is simple? It's that when you see signs of danger, how do you react? How do you respond? Do you stop and change course, or do you just keep on going in the direction that you have been going? Maybe you're not doing something as outrageous as cutting a tree that would fall. I mean, when we see something like that, it seems pretty outstanding and outrageous. So most of us are not going to make that type of mistake, but every single one of us can make other choices that can be life-impacting. And because we are caught up in the middle of it, we don't see the warning signs, or we ignore the warning signs, and we keep going. And that can be problematic. It could be a relationship that you are emotionally involved in, and so you don't see the red flags. What do they say? Love is blind. Isn't that right? You know, and we could be on different levels of relationships. You're emotionally involved. Sometimes you don't see the warning signs, or you ignore it because of the other things that you're looking at instead. Or how about when there are bad habits that you have in life and you're continually doing them, but they could be leading to impact your health at some point unless things change. There could also be bad money choices that are being made over and over and over again that could unravel you later on. The warning signs for each of these things and more could be there. Danger could be lurking. But yet we overlook the signals, overlook the signs, and keep going. Why do we keep going? I think part of it is because usually it's easier to just keep going. Whatever direction, whatever course we're on, it's often easier. We just continue on that course. If we're going to stop, well, that takes effort. It takes time. You know, it might change different things in our life. So it's very often it's easier just to continue on the course in the direction that we're on. So even if we see there's a warning sign there, it might be easier to just continue on that course than to stop and change courses. And sometimes we even rationalize that, hey, it's okay. It's going to be okay. We notice how you know, that this is there, but somehow everything is just going to work itself out. And we might not have a plan how things are going to work out. We might not really know if things are going to work out, but we often tend to rationalize things because we just keep going in this direction and we see the signs. We don't want to focus on them. We want to focus on other things. And so we just keep going. But the prudent, they take a different approach. And that's the difference here. When the prudent see that there's a warning sign, something that can lead to danger, those who are prudent stop. They slow down. They evaluate what's happening. Or they might just entirely change direction because they see a signal, a sign. Hey, warning, danger could be up ahead. I need to do something about it right now, not later. And that is the difference. That, you know, usually, I heard someone say that usually we take the path of least resistance in our life. And when we've been working towards something, moving towards something, and we're going, and it seems to be in motion, we just tend to keep going. But those who are prudent, when they see something, no matter what's been invested or going on, they stop because they know, hey, I might need to worry about this thing. That even though I'm moving this way, and it might be difficult to change, I gotta stop because I see danger. The prudent and the simple both see the same thing, but their response, their reaction, is two totally different things. You know, there are some decisions in our life that are time sensitive, and we might need to weigh out the pros and cons and just make the decision. But then other times, we can just be in haste in what we're doing. Well, we have to avoid disastrous decisions in our lives. I mean, I talked about a tent outside. That's not a life-changing thing. Okay, we might need to fix the tent. Might be a pain in the neck to get a new tent or whatever we got to do. But it's just a tent. It's not something that's going to be life-altering for me or someone else. But there are decisions and courses of action that we're going on that are critical, life-altering decisions that we really need to look at those warning signs and those red flags and put the brakes on if we need to put the brakes on. Sometimes you just have to slow down and make sure you can get clarity. Other times you have to stop and you got to go an entirely different direction in life. Sometimes you might miss something good, but you might also save yourself from some serious problems later on. You know, how many of you heard the phrase, play now, pay later, pay now, play later? And the truth is, usually later is more, whatever it is. So if you play now, you pay more later. If you pay now, usually you play more later. And whatever it is, usually, you know, the interest is building up that you got to pay later. Or the positive things are compounding that you're going to receive later. That's how it works in our choices in life. Well, let's talk about some very practical examples of life that all of us can relate to in our lives. You know, when you're in a relationship with someone, you are emotionally involved, aren't you? And you're looking for the positive things and the benefits, but then sometimes there can be some problems that arise and some red flags or warnings. Now, who in the world, after they have paid their deposit for a wedding, wants to postpone or cancel the wedding? But who wants to have serious marital problem later or be divorced later? So, you know, some of these issues we have to take seriously in our lives. Now, we can't always see everything, but when there are moments when you're going through the process and then something comes up that is a warning sign, you need to pay attention to it. When something gets your attention or information comes out that you were not previously aware of, well, then it's your opportunity to take refuge and to be prudent. You know, it might cost you something. It might be embarrassing, but better to make the right choice now than to pay the price later. You know, my wife and I, Lynette, we were sitting with someone for the very first time to do premarital counseling. This was a few years ago, and my plan was this. I was just going to sit with them once or twice and then hand them off to another pastor with more marital and counseling experience. And so that was my plan, and that's what we were going to do. So we sat with them for the very first session just to talk a few things with them. But in the course of our talking, some issue came up, and as we're talking through it, suddenly the girl started to cry and ran out of the room. And my wife and I looked at each other, we're like, okay, not so good for our first session, okay? And I was like, yeah, honey, you better go. So she ran after her, and she talked to her, I talked to him, and then we found a good way to end on a positive note. We finished the session, and Lynette and I looked at each other, we exhaled. And Lynette said, did we just ruin their lives? You know, okay, this is why I hand off premarital counseling to my dad, okay? So that's why I send you over to him. You know, this is what happened. You know, we were talking and I saw an issue. And it was like I saw a balloon and I put my finger on it and it popped. It exploded. And they had to work through that. You know, how many, you know, it's better to work through it at that point than work through it later on when it will be a lot more difficult. And I have good news that, okay, here we are a number of years later and they are happily married. Whew, okay, I sweated that one out. But you know what? No, we didn't ruin their life. We were helping them. Because you have to work and talk through some of those things so it's not worse later on. And that's what it means. And you know, we get through all different relationship scenarios in our lives that we gotta pay attention to things. We can't have to pay a warning to them. Doesn't matter. Oh well, they're just so good looking. Oh, they're just so nice. You know, I've met some really nice liars. You know, I've met some really, really good looking thieves. You know, we could go on and on like this. You gotta watch yourself. Watch what you're focused on. Pay attention to the warning signs that might exist there. I think of another situation in my own life when my wife and I, we were making a financial decision and we were looking at it, something that we really wanted, and we were going through the process, and while going through the process, we started feeling uneasy about it. But then we kept on going, and then, you know, we began the process, and finally we're like, now we really feel uneasy about this, and we sat down to talk, and we're like, okay, this might not be good for us later. And we had to back out of what we were doing. And, you know, sometimes when you back out of things, you feel embarrassed. You know, you feel the sting of whatever it was that you started on and whatever loss you got to take. But we realized better for us to make that decision and back out of it now, because otherwise it could be disaster down the road. No one wants to feel embarrassed. No one wants to feel the pain of making that difficult decision, but it's necessary. If you're going to see the warning signs and avoid danger later, you got to make the choice. You know, it's good when you see the first warning sign and you act upon it. But sometimes you saw the first warning sign and, well, you keep going. And then you see another one and then another one. And then you realize, okay, I wish I would have made the right decision at that point, but now I'm here. And so you got to make the decision where you are at that moment. Now, because you know down the road it might get worse. It might be more dangerous, more of a disaster. So recognize those signs wherever you're at and make the right decision. Be prudent when you see danger coming, that you make that right choice. You know, danger merits an extreme reaction. Isn't that right? If the building is on fire, you're going to run out of the building. You know, but if you think, oh, it's just the fire alarm. I mean, how many of us have been in a building, the fire alarm goes off, we're used to it. Okay, it's not going to faze me. And sometimes, you know, you get used to certain things and it doesn't faze you. How many of you heard about the boy who cried wolf? That story, that adage that, you know, the boy cried wolf and people reacted and finally they thought, oh, it's just him playing a trick on us again. And then finally there was a wolf, you know. So you got to navigate through these things. What are the real warning signs? But you got to pay attention to them. Pay attention to the warning signs when they exist. Don't just blow them off like, oh, it's probably no big deal. Pay attention, because that red flag might save you from harm. You got to act. You might have an extreme reaction when you notice that there is danger. Well, here's a question. Do you think, are there more people in the world living a bit foolishly or more people living by God's wisdom? You know, you could think about that and wrestle with that. But I would tend to think that the right decision is not always the popular decision. And sometimes the right decision seems like an extreme decision. Why? Because not everyone is doing it. And then secondly, you recognize danger and now you're moving in a completely different direction away from that danger. So when you're making that decision, sometimes it looks extreme in your life because you're changing the course and direction that you were previously going on that was leading you to danger. And that's how it is. You know, don't ignore the warning signs. Where does courage and faith come into play here? You might need courage to put the brakes on in your situation. You know, it might be a lot easier just to keep going on the direction you're on. For the simple, they keep going on that, in that same path. But if you're going to be prudent, if you're going to be someone who's wise, sometimes you got to hit the brakes. You got to stop. You got to reevaluate or maybe go in an entirely different direction. Things might look okay right now, but you know what's coming later, so you got to stop. And it might take a lot of courage, a lot of faith in God to believe, hey, God has something better for me. It's just not this, and I got to make a change. I got to go in a different direction. I got to change my health habit. I got to change something in this relationship, something about this job, whatever it might be for you. It might not be easy. It might take some courage. But if you're going to be prudent, the prudent see danger and they take refuge. You know, I realize that there are often hidden things in this life. No one could see everything. But it's important to pray for the Holy Spirit to help you. That's why we lean on God. We have to trust God, that God wants to help us. That's why we lean on God's wisdom. Through His Holy Spirit and through His wisdom, then we will find help, that we don't have to continue to find ourselves in those big situations in life saying, oh, I should have seen it coming. You know, when you get in those situations in life, ask questions. Get to know people. You know, see, when you're in a romantic relationship, it's good to see people in different life situations. It's not about just how they interact with you. How are they interacting with other people, other friends, other family, in other situations of life? You know, I saw a young man, a young woman who were dating, and I saw all of a sudden that young lady was just yelling at her dad. I mean, she was giving it to him good. And I looked at the guy, and I was like, hey, buddy, you're next. You know, and he was like, what? No, that's not how she acts with me. I'm like, okay, just wait. You know, and it's easy for us to see. Some of us, okay, we've seen things like that. We have some experience. But when you're going through it, sometimes it's not so easy to see it for yourself. You might need someone else around you to help you see the warning signs. You know, we're not experienced in every area of life, whatever it might be. I already told you, I need someone else to help me with that tent outside to have another set of eyes. In each area of life, there might be something you're really good at seeing, some other things that maybe you're not as good. And so maybe you get a different set of eyes. You ask questions. Get someone talking. You might learn some things about them. So there's things that you can do to help bring out some information, some things that are hidden, but then you have to rely on the Lord. A good prayer is to pray, Lord, help me to see. Help me to make the right decision here. Help me to see if I'm not seeing something now. If there's something hidden, Lord, please bring it to light. I need to know. I need to see. Especially when you're making a critical decision in life. Little things, well, they might not matter so much. There might be some things that you miss once in a while, and you can't be so hard on yourself. But those big things in life, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to mess it up. You want to lean on the Lord. You want to pray and believe that God is going to help you so that you don't overlook the wrong things. And you want to lean on God's word. This verse itself is powerful enough to change your life. Well, there's a whole lot more wisdom in God's word too. Look in God's word. Pray for God's spirit. God will help you. God is our refuge. That's what the scriptures teach us. So the prudent see danger and take refuge. Let's take refuge in the Lord. Amen. I know some of you are going through situations. Maybe you're here right now in person. Maybe you're online. I want to pray with you that whatever situation you're dealing with or whatever is up ahead, that God would help you to see danger and that you would avoid it and you would be on the right path for your life. Let's stand together. Let's pray to God right now. Dear Lord, here we are in your presence. Lord, we thank you. Lord, you're speaking to us. We thank you for the wisdom of your word. Lord, we receive this scripture here into our hearts today, in our lives. And Lord, we're asking you for help. That, Lord, when we see something, we wouldn't just ignore it like the simple, the naive, the inexperienced do. But, Lord, when we see something, we will be able to properly evaluate and put the brakes on if we need to, that we could change course and go on the right direction. Lord, help us. Lord, there are some here in the middle of situations right now. Lord, there's something trying to get their attention, that a change is needed. I pray, Lord, that you would help us, that you would help all of us in those type of situations. Lord, even though it might be difficult, Lord, that we could go in the right direction to get where we need to be. I pray for someone here, Lord, maybe someone dealing with a health issue, maybe a financial issue, a relationship issue, something at work, whatever it might be. Lord, we bring all these needs to you right now. Lord, we know that you are able to help us in every situation of life. You are able to meet all of our needs. Nothing is too big for you. Nothing is impossible for you. So, Lord, we ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit, and as we lean on your wisdom, Lord, that you would intervene in our situations and keep us on the right path for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.